This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The FDA is expected to approve the Pfizer vaccine for young teens within a week. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
President Joe Biden will formally lift the nation's refugee cap to 62,500 this year. The decision comes after Biden came under intense criticism for delaying a decision to lift the 15,000 refugee limit instituted by President Donald Trump. In a statement, Biden said the new limit erases the historically low number set by the previous administration. However, Biden called it a sad truth that the cap of 62,500 refugees will not be met by the end of the fiscal year in September. Biden plans on setting the refugee cap at 125,000 for the 2022 fiscal year. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, pandemic-weary travelers are returning to the skies and casinos of the United States and eating out again in Greece as the vaccine rollout is sending new cases and deaths tumbling in more affluent countries, contrasting with a worsening disaster in India. In the U.S., the average number of new cases per day fell below 50,000 for the first time since October. Nearly 1.67 million people were screened at U.S. airport checkpoints on Sunday. That's the highest mark since the virus took hold over a year ago. The U.S. and the U.K. continue to dismiss reports coming out of Iran that they are working out a prisoner exchange deal with Tehran that could see the imminent release of a British-Iranian woman and four Americans, among others. Iran was a key topic of discussion Monday between U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his host in London, British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab. Their meeting took place a day before the first face-to-face meeting of foreign ministers from the group of seven leading industrial nations in 2 years. This is VOA News. After a meeting in London with British Foreign Minister Dominic Raab, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on a number of foreign policy matters. Regarding Russia, he said that the United States wants a more stable relationship with Russia, but much will depend on how aggressively the Kremlin decides to act. For North Korea, Blinken said Pyongyang needed to engage diplomatically to see if there were ways to achieve the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. During the news conference, both Blinken and Raab stressed the importance of returning Myanmar to democracy. Blinken said the U.S. is very focused on a deliberate, safe, and orderly drawdown of forces from Afghanistan. He also said the West was not trying to hold China down. U.S. President Joe Biden is formally raising the nation's cap on refugee admissions to 62,500 this year. The move comes weeks after Biden faced bipartisan blowback for his delay in replacing the record low ceiling of 15,000 set by former President Donald Trump. Refugee resettlement agencies have waited for Biden to quadruple the number of refugees allowed into the United States since February 12th, when a presidential proposal was submitted to Congress saying he planned to do so. And both the presidential determination went unsigned until Monday. Biden says that it was important to raise the number to show America's commitment to protect the most vulnerable. Bill and Melinda Gates said Monday that they are divorcing but would keep working together at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the world's largest charitable foundations in the world. The identical tweets, the Microsoft co-founder and his wife said that they had been making the decision to end their marriage of 27 years. Bill Gates was formerly the world's richest person, and his fortune is an estimated over $100 billion. How the couple ends up settling their estate and the impact on the foundation will be closely watched, especially after another high-profile Seattle-area billionaire couple recently ended their marriage. Apple's lucrative App Store was alternately portrayed as a price-gouging monopoly and a hub of world-changing innovation during the preamble to a trial that may reshape the technological landscape. The contrasting portraits were drawn on Monday as lawyers for Apple and its foe, Epic Games, outlined their cases in an Oakland, California federal court before a U.S. district judge who will decide that case. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.